Welcome to the University of Michigan Press Podcast, a monthly show featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors. Having severe autism does not stop Annie Lehman's son, Jonah, from teaching her some of life's most valuable lessons. The Accidental Teacher, a heartfelt memoir about self-discovery rather than illness, uses insight and humor to weave a tale rich with kitchen table wisdom. It explains the realities of life with a largely nonverbal son and explores the frustrations and triumphs of the Lehman family as Jonah grew into an adult. Annie Lehman, a freelance writer for more than 25 years, has published articles in many newspapers and magazines, including the New York Times and Detroit Free Press. She joins us now to talk about her book, The Accidental Teacher. Hi, Annie.
Hi.
Your son Jonah has autism. For those people who aren't familiar with the condition, what does that mean on a day-to-day basis? What are his symptoms?
Well, autism is a neurobiological disorder that affects a person's ability to communicate and relate to others. And how autism impacts an individual varies widely, so that one person with autism might attend a college and live independently, while another with the same diagnosis might be nonverbal and require 24/7 supervision. When Jonah was diagnosed, autism was still a rarity with an occurrence rate of 15 in 10,000. But today, the number of people said to be affected by autism spectrum disorder is 1 in 150, which makes it more common than pediatric cancer, diabetes, and AIDS combined. It occurs in all racial, ethnic, and social groups and is four times as likely to affect boys than girls. And as for the symptoms, the three crucial areas of development are social interaction, language, and behavior. All of those areas are impaired. In my son Jonah's case, his use of language is negligible, and his attention span is extremely limited, and he needs to be physically moving all the time. So he has no concept of danger and is very impulsive, and because of this requires constant and close supervision.
So how did you first discover he had autism then?
Well, from the beginning, his muscle tone was poor, and he didn't seem to be reaching his developmental milestones on time. We had him evaluated by a variety of developmental specialists, but there was no consensus about what was wrong. And then when he was three, we finally took him to a developmental child psychiatrist who said absolutely what he had was autism. It was hard for us to believe it at first because Jonah didn't exhibit the usual characteristics of autism. He wasn't resistive in his behavior, and he didn't throw tantrums. But when we started looking more closely, we realized that he had many of the signs because his eye contact was very poor, and he had almost no language. And the language that he did have had to be modeled first. We had to give him an example of a word before he could actually use it. So there was no spontaneous or self-initiated play, and everything he did required some physical or verbal prompt.
In the book, you talk about many different treatments that you and your husband agreed to in attempts to cure Jonah. Can you describe some of those?
When we were starting out, there weren't what you might call treatments, per se, but we'd come across Barry Kaufman's book, Sunrise, and it is the story of him and his wife doing an in-home program to cure their son. And the program that they developed was intensive. It was one-on-one. It was home-based. And basically, it encouraged following the child's lead or going with the child in order to build a trusting relationship. Our rule was that if something wasn't invasive or medically questionable, it was worth trying. And we reasoned that because at worst it would cost us time and money, but even if what we tried didn't work, we felt that doing something was better than doing nothing at all. For a while we tried vitamins and a restrictive diet. We had a brief encounter with facilitated communication, which involves a facilitator who holds the arm of the child while he types what he wants to say on a keyboard. We also tried auditory integration therapy, a method that's said to retrain the acoustical reflex muscle and help children with autism. All that was required with that was that Jonah wear headphones a half hour twice daily for 2 weeks. So we tried a lot of different things, I don't know necessarily for a cure, but in ways to help Jonah gain some skills and maybe develop in a more dramatic way than he seemed to be.
So did it work? Are you still trying? What things are you trying?
It's hard to know whether anything we tried helped, yet we were certain that nothing we did hurt. You know, who knows? Perhaps things might have been worse had we not done what we did. However, one thing I will definitely say for sure, that from a personal perspective, I think everyone in our family benefited from the one-on-one program we ran. We learned how to be with Jonah in a different, more accepting way. And such close supervision helped him learn very basic self-help skills like eating and dressing, although even now he sometimes needs help with those tasks. These days we no longer try interventional things, but we're always trying to think outside the box in order to optimize the quality of his life. And recently, for example, we created a job for him that allows for his extremely limited attention span and need to be constantly moving. It's a unique job description, but you know, the big back-breaking trays of water bottles we all hate dragging home from the supermarket and the warehouse clubs. Well, Jonah loves going to those kind of stores because of all the free food samples, and he actually likes lifting heavy objects, which some might call sensory integration therapy. If he drops the bottles, they're unbreakable, and if he's having a bad day, there's some flexibility built into the delivery times. Anyone who orders through him knows his situation and is very willing to let him work in the way that he can and at the times that he can. An aide works with him, but Jonah is actually providing a service and doing something that everyone involved benefits from. So we've been doing this for a couple of weeks, and so far, so good.
Well, that's great. So overall, how has the experience of raising Jonah changed you and your family?
Well, Jonah, without intending to, I say this quite often, has been our greatest teacher. That's why I titled the book, The Accidental Teacher. Besides myself, he's influenced all the members of my family, but for me personally, he made me appreciate how complicated simple tasks really are when they're broken down to their parts. And he taught me to get tough, even though I never thought I had it in me. I learned that hope is something you can cling to but not necessarily rely on. It sounds like little, adages or something. And that the biggest gift you can give your child is to trust yourself. And because of him, we've also learned to look outside the box and never take anything for granted. But most of all, I like to tell a story about when he turned 13, which under different circumstances would have been the year he would have been a bar mitzvah, a young man who can fulfill the obligations of his Jewish faith. And because his understanding is so limited, he's unable to shoulder the traditional obligations. And so he's not bar mitzvah in a conventional sense by being the person who does the good deeds. But I explained that he inspires others to do good deeds on his behalf. And without realizing it, he has impacted many, many people's lives in positive lifelong ways. And so that's why in the very beginning of the book, I say he's managed to speak volumes without saying a word.
Well, that's great, Annie, and this is a very important work. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We have been talking with Annie Lehman, author of The Accidental Teacher, Life Lessons from My Silent Son. To learn more about our books, please visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, copyright 2008, all rights reserved.